Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'd like to welcome you to our Blog Talk Radio show tonight. Tonight, we are going to be talking about WeShare crowdfunding, a phenomenon that is just sweeping across the nation and all the way across the world. You may not have heard of crowdfunding, but it's in the news each and every night. And what I would like to do now is I would like to introduce a great friend of mine, a mentor to children, a former heavyweight champion of the world, a author, and just a really good friend, Mr. James Bonecrusher Smith. Bonecrusher, take it over.
Thank you very much, Woody, and I want to thank everyone that's on the call tonight for being here. We all could be doing other things, but, you know, I think the way we win big when we share crowdfunding or win big in anything is we must adopt a system and run the system, run the play. Do it, and our goal is to do it every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, and just let people know that, you know, to win big. And I'd just like to take a moment, you know, to just talk about that. You know, for 18 years, I was a fighter, and I was known for my speed and power. But I had to work, I worked hard to do that, and the things became muscle memory. And networking is the same way. You just do it the same way over and over and over again, and you just keep asking people to join your team and just tell them that they need, just tell them they need to be part of WeShare crowdfunding. And they can feel your passion, and they can see that you believe in what you're doing. It's going to be hard to get people to join your team if they, when you talk, they can tell you don't believe in it. So I think one of the first things we need to do is believe that what we're doing right now is what we should be doing. And, you know, basically what we do is we invite, we share the opportunity via three-way call, via conference call, or do a meeting like Woody and myself and Monty did last night in Lexington, North Carolina. We traveled to do that. That's just one way. We did a group meeting, and that's just one way that we can build this business. And I'm passionate about it, and we want to be here every Friday night, and we need to look forward to being here every Friday night. You know, I used to get up and train to be a fighter, and really, it was just over and over and over again. And I look forward to going to the gym and training, working out, running. You know, I'm hurting a little bit right now because of the running I've done over years. Wore out my cartilage. Just did a total knee replacement in January, and my knees are hurting right now. You know, and but I'm going to get the other knee done too, in within the next 6 months. I'm going to get the other knee done, but to kind of make a point of what I'm talking about is sometimes we have to do things that hurt us and get us a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I broke away. They have the Carolina's Boxing Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, I made a prayer tonight. I did the prayer tonight. And I walked out. It's still going on now, but I walked out to do this call. It could have been easier for me to say, you know, I have other things to do tonight. And we all, everybody that's on this call could have done the same thing. We could have said, had the same mindset that we had other things to do. But I think it's very important. I think it's very important to commit to what we're doing. And no matter how many people we have on the call, we are leaders. And we have to do what leaders do. I mean, you know, we have to lead. And I think to having this and looking forward to it, planning for it, and being ready, being on the call, I think is very, very important. And I sent a call out to Ron Van Landenham. I don't know if he's on the phone tonight or not, but we're going to do this, and we're going to do it big. We're just going to keep going, and we're going to keep inviting, and we're going to grow the business. I invited a guy from New York. I'd like to hear him tell his story or say whatever you want to. If you're still on the call, Guy, you've been around a long time. And I want to introduce you and bring you on to tell your story with We Share Crowdfunding. Guy, if you're there,
hey, Bone Crusher, how you doing? I finally made it on your call. I didn't forget this time. I apologize for the last time.
Yeah, no problem.
But thank you so much for having me on the call. Yeah, you know, I'm unlike other people. When I first was introduced to WeShare Crowdfunding, I not only knew about it, and I'm going back late August, early September, but I was fortunate, I guess you could say fortunate, to actually donate it to a crowdfunding project back about June of 2014. But when I made that donation, and it was to a friend of mine, his son was raising money for leukemia. He was racing in a triathlon, and he gave me a link to donate the money, and it was a Kickstarter. I'm pretty sure it was a Kickstarter website. Even though I had an understanding of crowdfunding, this is over almost a year ago now, even though I had an understanding of crowdfunding, I didn't really understand that I, too, could create a project for anything. And that's my passion right now. You know, Bone Crusher, you talked about believing, and you have to have a passion and a believability. My passion right now is I not only want to educate people on WeShare Crowdfunding, I want to first educate them on crowdfunding, what it does, that it gives people a platform on the Internet where they could raise money. And here's the kicker, because I didn't understand this when I made a donation almost a year ago to my friend's son's page where he was raising money for leukemia. I didn't realize that anybody, and that's everyone on this telephone call tonight, anybody can raise money for anything, any amount of money for anything. It doesn't matter if your children's education, they're paying off your mortgage, maybe you're losing your home to a foreclosure, maybe you want to go on the greatest vacation in the world. And then there are people like you, Bone Crusher. You're out there raising money to help help children, you know, teach the kids. We have ministers on the line raising money for their ministry. So anybody on this call tonight can raise money for anything. And I didn't know that back a year ago. So not only am I passionate about educating people on crowdfunding, but then I want to educate them to let them know that they, too, could create a project for anything, whatever their passion is, whatever their need is, to raise a small amount of money or a large amount of money. And then I share with them the strategy, the concept, the philosophy of WeShare Crowdfunding, where, like in our name, WeShare, we created a networking opportunity to crowdfunding, and it's one of the most exciting opportunities. I've been in the networking industry over 30 years, and I would say in all my 30 years, I have never, ever been part of a crusade, a passion. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, crusade, you know. It starts with an M. I'm thinking of that word, and I can't get it out. But something that you could be really proud of, and to let people know that if they just commit, like you said, you know, sometimes people don't like doing certain things, but if you could get excited about the opportunity and over again, like you said, Bone Crusher, constantly go out there and inviting people to take a look at what we have to offer, and we have the tools in place. We have calls like you have it tonight. We have a marketing system where the system does all the selling and presenting for us. So all I like to do is just point people to a program. But that's my passion, to educate people, let them know about crowdfunding, let them know about WeShare Crowdfunding, and then let them know about our shared platform, to let them know that we understand that you may not have the news media to go out there and promote your project. You may not have a social media platform to go out there and get spread your word out. But through our network, through our shared contributions formula, as long as you're committed and you're willing to put a little time and effort into this, you could raise all the money you need for whatever particular need, desire, or whatever project you have and you want to accomplish that. Anything else, Bone Crusher?
Well, that was good, Guy. It's always great to hear you talk and share your experience. And you're right on target tonight. Do you know if Jay had a chance to be on the call tonight?
I don't know. I did call him right before I got on the call, but he didn't answer the phone, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, Woody, you can see who's on. I'm going to turn it back to you, and you kind of take it away, Woody. Do what you do, Woody.
All right. Thank you, Bone Crusher, and definitely thank you, Guy, for coming on tonight and telling us about your story and your passion for We Share Crowdfunding. We're just going to get back to like we do each week. And, you know, I got started with a friend of mine. His name is Clarence Montgomery, and, you know, we know him as Monty. And I like to bring him on and give just a little description of what crowdfunding is and the different types there are. And just let him tell a little bit about his story and what he sees in. So, Monty, can you just give us a little description of crowdfunding? Because a lot of people just have not heard of it. You know, it's, even though we know it's growing each and every day and it's on television at night, they just have not recognized the word crowdfunding. So just come on here for a minute or however long you want. Just tell us a little bit about what crowdfunding actually is.
Oh, yes, indeed. Woody, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Good, good. Well, thanks for having me on the Blog Talk Radio this evening. My name is Clarence Montgomery, as Woody said. My friends call me Monty, and I got started a few months ago also. And I had been following crowdfunding for over a year. And like Guy had said earlier, I didn't think it was for me. I thought it was for business. And, of course, you've seen on the news or in the local community where people are just raising money for emergency type situations. So we kind of just, you know, blew it off, so to speak. And finally it was brought back around about the same time the guy mentioned, early summer, late fall. And it was explained to us exactly what we could do. And it just opened up the doors for, you know, any type of project a person wants. With that being said, you know, Forbes' definition of crowdfunding is the practice of funding a project or venture by raising many small amounts of money from a large number of people, typically via the Internet. And basically that's all it is raising money via the Internet. Today, the Internet is worldwide, and there are over 3,000 social platforms where people are connecting either individually or through business. So instead of doing a typical fundraising, car washes, bake sales, selling candy, you know, and maybe even auctions, you know, to raise money for different projects, we can get on these social media platforms and, you know, raise money. With the passing of the Jobs Act legislation, it opened up a lot of other doors for crowdfunding. And basically everybody just coining that term, crowdfunding, and it's just fundraising. It's old school fundraising. We're just doing it on the Internet. I like to try to keep it simple because a lot of us are complicating what we're doing here in raising funds. You know, we're really just old school fundraising. So with that, we move into other aspects of trying to keep the idea simple. And what I like most about it is, with our platform, you can empower other people to raise money for whatever they want to be involved with. I mean, I meet people all the time who have been spending money out of their pockets for years trying to support causes in the community. Well, with this platform, because we share the donations with other people with causes or personal needs, it empowers everyone now, no matter what their walk is in life, to be successful in that endeavor. So, Woody, with that being said, I'm going to hold up right there, and we can come back and talk a little bit about some other aspects of the platform or if someone else has some questions.
All right. Thank you, Monty. I just want to thank you for coming on every week and explaining what we do here at We Share Crowdfunding. I know one of the things that we have not talked about in the last couple of weeks was I know you talk a lot about the platform, and I know sometimes people, they may think, well, what's the platform? Because we had that question last night, and the platform is just a system that our company, WeShare, uses that we go on and we put our project pages on, and people can take a look at it, donate to us, or join. And I know we asked this question before, Monty, but some people, they get intimidated when we tell them we have to put a project page up. and you know, really a project page. It's just what you're trying to accomplish, and we always tell people that they need to make it bigger than themselves. But I know you and I have went through with several people and helped them get their project pages started. And just if you would, just share with our listeners how long it normally would take to put up a project page, and just tell them how easy it is, so you know they won't feel that it's so complicated.
Oh, yes, indeed. Easy. We have a automated platform. The project page is intuitive. Basically, you copy and paste. And if you already have a project, you know what it is you're going to be working on. It's a Word-type document. You can just write that up in that box. And the second box is a place where you can upload your images, just like you take pictures on your cell phone and upload them to Facebook. You do the same with our project page. You download them and upload them to your project page. We also have video capability where you can take a YouTube video, you can take that link and insert it inside of your project page. So the project page itself is very intuitive. And for a person who already has a project, probably will take them on about 20 minutes. And with our assistance, if they don't, and just getting started, we can pretty much do a few Google searches and develop their concept and get them up and running in less than an hour. And if that doesn't work, we have people standing by that will, for a small fee, will talk to you about your concept, about your project, find your image, find your video, and help you compile the information. So there's really no reason not to get started. We have covered all the bases from no cost to our support as a community, and also someone that can professionally design your page and get you off to a fast start.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, I just want the listeners to know that you don't need to be a IT specialist or anything of that nature to be able to get your page up. It's just, you just can sit at your computer and within at least 30 minutes to an hour, if you know what you want to put on it, you can get, you know, your, you know, I always say it's the draft page because, you know, it's ever changing. You can go on it and make small changes every day if you need to until you get your final project put up just like you like it. Hey, Guy, are you still there? Guy must have went on mute. I was just going to
talk to
Guy.
No, I had my phone on mute. I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Now, Guy, I know that you'd have been in this program a little longer than Monty, myself, and Bone Crusher. But when you got started, how long did it take you to get your project page up and, you know, put your ideas together?
Actually, I was going to say something when you were saying about 30 minutes to an hour. I got to be honest with you guys. I mean, it didn't take long at all for me to do my page. And this is what I instruct people to do, and it really can only take 5-10 minutes. You upload a picture that you may have saved on your computer that may represent your project. So how long does that take? If you don't have a picture on your computer, you could go on Google search and you can look for images that represent your project. You upload a picture of yourself. I have several pictures of myself on my computer. You give it a title, you give it a subtitle, and you put a couple of paragraphs together describing what your project is. And I think it was you, Woody, that said it. In the beginning, when you first create your project, it doesn't have to be perfect, but just put a couple of sentences in there and describe what the project is and save it. Because you cannot receive donations until you create the project. So what I instruct people to do is spend 5-10 minutes, upload a couple of images, give it a title, give it a subtitle, put a couple of sentences up there, and save it. Now you created your project. And then, as you said earlier, now you can start thinking about what your project represents, take some notes, write up something a little bit more professional, maybe 3 paragraphs, 4 paragraphs. Then later on, if you want to add a video, you can add a video to it. But really, setting up a project is super, super simple, and it shouldn't take someone a long time at all. So, yeah, it was real simple, and it still is simple today.
Awesome, awesome. And I appreciate you coming on and giving us that information, because I just like people to know that getting your project out there is very simple. And then you'll have the URL to it, and then you can start sending it and messaging it to your friends or however you want to do it so they can see what you're doing. At this time, I want to just talk about a little bit about how I got started. You know, Monty actually is the one that introduced me to We Share Crowdfunding. But when he was sending me those emails, I was kind of looking at them, but I wasn't reading them because I had been introduced to crowdfunding on another platform or another system probably about 6 months prior to Monty sending me the WeShare crowdfunding. And I run a before and after school center for kids, and I have a 60-passenger bus, and one day the transmission decided that it didn't want to work anymore. So I didn't have the money to fix it. The shop told me basically to fix the bus was going to cost more than I actually bought it for. And so I decided I'm going to try this crowdfunding thing. And I went to another platform, and I put up a page and put a picture on there, and I asked people for help. And I really, truly believe that once I sent that to my friends and my families and my acquaintances over social media, that the money would start flowing in, and I would get the money I needed to get my bus fixed and, you know, pretty much live happily ever after. But what happened is even though I sent it to my friends, I didn't receive any donations. So, you know, after about a week, I had no donations, and a month, no donations. And, you know, I think I kept up about 6 months, but I received no donations. And so when Monty sent me crowdfunding, you know, that's what I saw. I didn't see the WeShare part. I saw crowdfunding. And, you know, like a lot of us do, we go, oh, that don't work. I've already tried it. You know, my uncle tried it or something like that. So I kind of ignored it for a little while. But he sent me a message one day to my phone, and he said, is there anything you need to raise funds for? Now, I don't know why at that point in time that piqued my interest, but it did. And I sent him a message back and said, yes, I need to get a new bus. And he said, you can get that with WeShare crowdfunding. And then I was like, well, tell me more. And he sent me a couple videos and some information, and I really took a look at it that time. And after I took a look at it and did a little research on my own on the internet and watched a couple other videos, I called Monty back and I said, hey, this might just work. And I got started at around Thanksgiving of last year, and I put my project page up and started talking to other people about my project and about maybe them starting a project. And, you know, I truly believe now that by the time we go back to school next year, I'll have a bus. We've received several thousand dollars in donations already, and we're going out and we're talking to people and telling them how they can empower themselves. And, you know, in the last 4 months, we've been able to start over 200 people with their projects. People are being very receptive because it's not really about my project anymore. It's about their project. And that's what we try to keep the key to it is we say, what do you need? What is your passion? What are you trying to do? And let's start your project. And we get it off ourselves, and we bring it to them, and we help them succeed in their project. With this turned around and helps us succeed in our project. So with that, I just want to bring Monty back on, and so he can talk a little bit about his project. I know we're running a little on time, and then we'll bring Bone Crusher back on, or if Guy has something else you want to say, and we'll just wrap this up. So, Monty, if you want to talk about a little bit about what you're doing, because I know you have a passion for it, and then we'll bring it back to Bone Crusher.
Well, sure, Woody. In fact, you know, after the meeting we had last night, it was amazing just how many like-minded people are doing the same thing. You know, my project is around helping the local food pantries. And how I got started with that was during the holidays is watching the local news. And you always see every day they would come on saying that they were running, you know, out of food. And it just surprised me to hear that. You know, it was right at Thanksgiving, right at Christmas, and they're saying they're going to stay open, you know, until 9 or 10 o'clock and allow people to come by and bring food. So being a part of WeShare, you know, the light came on that, as they say, you know, do something bigger than yourself. So I thought, well, why wait till the holidays? I could set up a situation where we could support these food banks throughout the year. So you don't have that critical mass during this holiday season. So that's my project, is to help the local food banks in the area. And as we engaged in that, like I said earlier, a meeting we had last night, meeting other people working with Meals on Wheels and other church pantries, food pantries, it was just astonishing. And then the question I asked the guy last night was, you know, how long you been doing this? And he said he'd been doing it for about 30 years. And he did a lot of that from his own, out of his own pocket. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, with this platform, you know, it just shows how we can empower each other. Because, you know, for instance, I want to do the same thing. And by joining the platform, I found him. I could empower him. Now he's raising money to do the Meals on Wheels. And we found the next person who was raising money for the church pantry, food pantry. And we're all working together in the community. That's what this WeShare platform does. It allows all of us to empower everybody throughout the community, doesn't matter what their project is, to raise the amount of funds that they need. So back to you, Woody.
All right, Marty, thank you. And before we throw it back to Bone Crusher, Guy or anybody else on the line, have anything else they'd like to add tonight?
No, I'm good. I just want to let people know that this is something that once you get it started, it never stops. I mean, when you start creating, when you create your project and you start introducing other people and helping find solutions for them, you see the difference. The major thing about our program is that we're not really out there seeking donations. We're providing solutions. We're out there helping people and educating them on our platform and let them know that we have the solutions for their financial situation. So that's number one. And once you start introducing other people and you start building your community within the community and your team is growing, there's going to be a point when your donation starts coming in, and this is the exciting part. You can't stop it. You cannot stop it. It's going to continue. And that's one of the most exciting things, to get up in the morning and see donations in your email, notifications. Or maybe get off the call right now, checking my emails, and all of a sudden I see notification, receiving donations from people I never met. That's exciting. And it's going to happen, but you got to get it started first. And once you get it started, you can't stop it. That's it. Boy, back to you, Bone Crusher.
Hey, I've been doing fundraisers in my community for years. And a few years ago, I started a nonprofit organization called Champion for Kids. It's a 501c3. And one of the ways I raise money in the community is I do an annual golf tournament. And I got a tournament coming up June the 27th. And I think some leaders from WeShare Crowdfunding is going to come in on Friday, and we're going to host a reception and let everybody know that WeShare, how they can raise money, start their own project with WeShare Crowdfunding. And another thing I do in the community is the annual at least one boxing show, and we raise money at that too. But I like WeShare Crowdfunding. I mean, I like it. I got involved by making a donation to Woody's project, and then he helped me start my project. And I think the concept is awesome, and it's just a matter of having confidence to go out and ask the question. Do you have a purpose in your community, in your life, that you're passionate about, and you like to raise some money? And if the answer is yes, we have them set up their fundraiser, and then that kind of gets them going, and the donation goes to whoever shared this with the person. So you get 100% on their donation, their platform, and hey man, it's pretty exciting. I'm excited about it. I think I'm just going on a recruiting frenzy now. I'm going on a recruiting frenzy, and I'm gonna reach out to everybody I know and let them know they can start a project in the community. And by doing that money will go to help fund my project. And that's basic stuff, and I'm excited about it. So one-time, out-of-the-pocket donation, it's not those monthly fees that take people under and kind of get them out of business. I'm excited about the one-time go-around, and it gets you going, and I'm fired up, man. And what time do we have? What time is it, Woody? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, we're good. We're right on time. We're at 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you know, if you just want to close it out, we're good.
Yeah. Well, you know what we're doing on Friday night here on every Friday night is just one way that we can grow our business. And you know, the company we share, company you know, different ways that people can plug in. But the key is plugging in. I know we all have busy schedules, but I would find out when the calls are, and just plug your people in, and you don't have to explain it. Somebody else can explain it, and you get the benefit. So with that said, I want to thank Woody and Monty and Guy, and thanks to myself for being here. And we all are busy. We have busy schedules, but we found time to be here tonight. And everybody that's listening tonight, thanks for listening in. And we'll be right back here next Friday. No matter how busy we are, no matter how excited we are, we'll be right back here next Friday. And hopefully you guys will join us. We have a team of people that will explain this. And all we have to do is get our people, our prospects, on this call. And all the other calls that go on during the week, just plug them in and let's get this thing going, man. And I'm excited about it. So with that said, thank you all. 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 And good night. And we'll see you. Hopefully we'll see you again next Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Same number. Call in. And good night.
Good night. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.